This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This February is the first Black History Month since George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police last Memorial Day. And there are straight-up economic stories we have done and will do about race and racism in this society. But today, we are going to do a little bit out of season, a holiday and a celebration called Juneteenth.
It's a day in which we commemorate in Texas the fact that our enslaved ancestors didn't find out they were free until 2.5 years after Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation.
That's Channing Godfrey Peoples. She is the writer-director of a film called Miss Juneteenth, inspired by the real-life Miss Juneteenth pageants held, among other places, in her hometown of Fort Worth.
It's such a personal film, and this is really a vulnerable place to be because Turquoise, the lead character in particular, is based on the women in my life, the women from the community, you know, in my family, many of my own experiences, but most especially my mother, because when I was growing up, my mother was single for much of my life. And I just remember, you know, seeing her juggling her own dreams with that of raising children. And that had such a big impact on me, you know, just trying to watch her navigate her own dreams. And, you know, this community in particular is so special to me because it was once this bustling Black enclave of Black business and Black commerce, but today it's being gentrified.
And yeah, this is Fort Worth, your hometown, right?
Fort Worth, yeah. Fort Worth is actually a major city, but I think in the film, you know, I've heard that it feels like a small country town because this particular community is called the Historic South Side of Fort Worth, and it's a close-knit Black community, you know, where everybody knows everybody, and I really wanted the film to feel like that.
We have had a lot of conversations on this program in the past year or so about centering Black women in this economy and what that might do for everybody. And it occurred to me as I was watching this film that this film literally has a Black woman at the center. And it is in no small part. I mean, yes, there are social challenges and there are child raising challenges and all of those things. But there are the through line for this woman, Turquoise, is her economic challenges as she tries to go about her life.
Absolutely. You know, I think as a writer director, really, my approach is authenticity first. Mm-hmm. I would see my mom work several jobs and then became an adult woman where I did the same, you know, in an attempt to keep my dreams afloat. And later I became a mother, you know, and that opened a whole different world, you know, in which I had to navigate my own dreams. You know, you see Turquoise working at the bar. You see her moonlighting in a job, you know, doing makeup at a funeral home. I'm giving away the plot here.
That's all right. It's going to make people want to go see it.
But it's an important part of the journey. And, you know, for Turquoise, she's there reconciling her own dreams. But a big part of it is making sure that her daughter has the future that she feels like slipped through her hands.
Huh. Yeah. There's another part of this film that is a little bit tangential, I think, to Turquoise and her story. And that is just the overall theme of ownership and having ownership of, take your pick, your life, your responsibilities, who owns the bar in question. I mean, you know, there's a little soliloquy that the characters give about owning things. And I wonder what that meant to you as you were writing it, you know, as writer director, as you said, this one's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming out of my mouth, but I also feel like at some point I get to know the characters so well. This will sound weird, but they start speaking for themselves. Huh. And there is this idea of what ownership means and what legacy means. These businesses that you see in the film, just like the bar and the funeral home, they're businesses that are being passed down through generations. People are saying, we want to hold on to these businesses. This is our own sense of ownership. You know, they're making a choice to stay in the community, even though they could be bought out and move on. I think there's a small part of me as well that's a preservationist because this community in particular, I've been shooting there for years. I went to the University of Southern California, and I went back to Texas to shoot my thesis film. And the main business, it was a bar that I used in that film. You know, it's like now like a craft beer company. It's gone away, you know, in that short little time. So I think a part of me is trying to hold on as well.
So are you, I mean, look, this film has been at Sundance. It's gotten all kinds of buzz. There's more coming for you for sure. Are you made now in the film world?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. You know, right. I didn't know I wanted to be a filmmaker early on. You know, that came to me as an adult. I really got interested in storytelling because my mom would take us to a small community theater in that very neighborhood. I later got into literature that centered Black women by like Toni Morrison and Alice Walker and Gloria Niler and these incredible, you know, literary geniuses. And so those were the pictures that I had in my head. And I would later come to see that there just weren't enough films that centered Black women. And that's why these are the stories that I want to continue to tell. So I don't know what made means at the end of the day, Kai, but I want to continue to tell my stories. That's what I want to do.
Fair enough. No, I get that. Jenny Godfrey Peoples, her film is called Miss Juneteenth. Check it out. It's really good. Jenny, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
I've loved it. Thank you so much.